From Makira, we learned that the team that arrived yesterday morning, they've been divided into seven teams. Four teams are doing distributions in the northern and southern part of Makira. Two teams are dispatched in assessing damage in township Kirakira, and another team is doing the assessment specific on infrastructure. They dispatched around 3 p.m. yesterday to the northern and southern part, and due to a very poor mobile reception, the only communication we have probably with a satellite phone. I think they started distributing last night, but more will be today. And the plan, actually, the next few days, I guess 4 or 5 days, they will be completing the first assessment in Makira.
So we're still in this situation where we cannot be absolutely sure about the full extent of the impact of the quake.
Yesterday, the government released a new data, which actually doubling the affected communities. You know, in day one, in day two, we received up to about 3,000 affected communities. Yesterday, the National Disaster Management Office actually updated into 7,000. So there's new data coming up, Richard, from South Malaita, and also now from East Gordakanal, which is the weather course of Gordakanal.
Now, in terms of distributing the aid that has been shipped into Makira, I mean, how difficult is that going to be? Are there particularly remote areas that will be hard to reach?
They are. I mean, World Vision has programs in that area, and normally we use banana boat to visit and monitor the project. And this time, actually, the northern and southern part, they are famous for a very rough sea. So the team are using the petrol boat, but a few teams using a smaller boats. And if they require to drop in each of the village, probably they also, especially the petrol boat, they probably not be able to reach to the shore. They probably stop in the middle of the sea, and then a smaller boat will distribute the supplies to the affected communities. So it is a very challenging circumstances.
Now, adding, of course, to the troubles of those affected by the quake, this continuing series of aftershocks, which is making a lot of people very nervous. I mean, are they ongoing?
No, we didn't hear aftershocks in the last 2 days, which is good, but we learned from our World Vision staff in Kirakira, there's still some fear and worried. And there's even a rumor yesterday afternoon that the tsunami come again, but it's good that the town council and you know, World Vision and other agencies actually calmed down the community. So there's still a panic. And what we learned from our staff on the ground, Richard, is that some people are still really living in open seas. For those whose house are completely damaged, they're actually scattered throughout their family. So it's still a very difficult situation. And as we can imagine, this is day five, and they're still expecting the distribution. So people probably have sort of require more water, available water. Probably some of the taps have been broken, and you know, relying on the sort of local gardening. And some, we learn, has been sort of destroyed by the landslide. So I guess the next hit is still critical for those in remote areas, and they're really dying to wait, I guess, the distribution kits. And last night, World Vision also be in touch with National Disaster Management Office. We also learned that there will be another ship going out to Makira this week. Last night, World Vision, with the support of Australian government, we sent also shelter kits to South Malaita. For the Gordakanal, likely end of this week or early next week, then I guess the team ready to distribute.